next time, as it were. All right, let's get to Dr. Pam Popper, who normally joins us every Monday at this time. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie had to exit stage left. Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, and as such is asked often about, she has expertise, so she's asked for an educated opinion on issues that have to do with health and well-being, that sort of thing. I find her very credible, very interesting, knowledgeable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now you can testify before the judge and have complete confidence, Pam, that I stand behind you 100%.
Well, thank you, and that means a lot, because you talk to a lot of people, so your endorsement is meaningful.
Well, I guess it means that would depend on with whom you were speaking. Yes,
well, I think that's true of all of us.
That's true.
We all have our detractors, right?
I find this distracting. The story of Anne Hathaway having to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks for a new role in a new movie that she's in. She's now a size 6. She's going to play a woman who has she's a prostitute in this in
Les Mis.
Les Mis.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. So she has to cut back her food intake to 500 calories a day in order to lose the weight in such a short period of time. So what kind of a problem could this present for somebody? I never thought size 6 isn't that big. I tend to enjoy women who are normally a little larger than that myself, just as a personal preference. But in terms of her size, she's not big to begin with. So what kind of health risks? I mean, this kind of stuff's going to get a lot of play. So a lot of women are going to say, as Anne Hathaway, maybe a role model, okay, I'm in my early 30s. I need to lose 16 pounds. I'm going to cut my food intake to 500 calories a day. What the heck is going on in your body when that is what you're doing?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that this is not an unusual situation. You might remember when Meryl Streep made Sophie's Choice years ago, and she was a Holocaust survivor, and she starved herself thin for that role because the whole idea was to, you know, you just came out of the camps, you're emaciated, you're messed up in a lot of different ways, physically and mentally, and so the idea of starving yourself for a role, and we also have had actors and actresses overfeed in order to take on a certain role, too, so... But I think there are two problems here. One is the idea that some people who already are suffering from erroneous thinking patterns will look at their body and say, well, my gosh, I'm a size 8. I'm bigger than Anne Hathaway, so I need to starve myself thin, or I'm a size 6, and if they think she's fat, which is not what anybody's saying. You know, it's again, to fit into a role.
Anybody who says that is sick. That would be a sick statement, I think.
Oh, yeah, but you know, we see people like this. We've all seen people like this who develop a disordered thinking pattern revolving around their weight. And I wrote an article about this in my newsletter, not to get too far off track here because your question was about health consequences, but about the history of anorexia, which it goes back to the nuns in the 14th century were starving themselves. So there weren't any television sets with emaciated
models. Why, the priests didn't like them the way they were? What was the problem back then?
Well, it was a problem back then, and it wasn't based on, you know, I think this idea that this develops because everybody sees a movie star and then says, I want to be like her, so I'm going to starve myself. That's not necessarily where it comes from. But being is that these are role models, it can have a bad influence. To get directly to your question, the problem with starving yourself as a way to lose weight. I mean, even if you weighed 300 pounds and you were trying to starve yourself down to a size 6, the problem is that when you reduce your calorie consumption by such a drastic amount, your body's metabolism will slow down. Because remember, historically, we were hunter-gatherers and always didn't have enough calories, and the body's really good at conserving energy to make sure you survive. And so what happens to a lot of these people who practice this type of restriction as a method of weight loss is their metabolism slow down, and it becomes harder and harder to lose weight. And I've seen people who are eating 500 calories a day, sustaining 70 extra pounds, can't lose an ounce on that type of a diet eventually. So the better alternative is to do the high-fiber, low-fat, plant-based thing that I suggest.
So why wouldn't she know that? She's a smart
Well, she's going to do it for a few weeks, and then she's going to go back to normal eating. Hopefully, this is not her way of life. I honestly don't think it's going to hurt her for 3 weeks, other than just being miserable and cranky. Which I would be if I had to do it too. But it's when this becomes a way of eating, either because you think you're fat at a size six, or because you want to lose 300 pounds and you think that calorie restriction, severe calorie restriction, is the fastest way to get there. It's really not the fastest way to get there.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good explanation. That's excellent.
Yeah, I veered off the reservation there, but I thought it was important to include the other
stuff. But I just think a lot of people are going to be talking about this.
Oh, yeah, they are talking about it.
Yeah, so it's an important thing for us to check out. Pam Popper is here from the Wellness Forum in Columbus. We continue in a matter of moments looking at some of the medical information that's around and how it can be connected to a healthier way. Some people just decide to do crazy stuff, and Pam is here to tell you not to be so crazy. It's 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance, and I'll unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Sorry, you're hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At 95 years young, Noah Hirsch became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
So a quarter after the hour, 800-510-8255 reaches us. Dr. Pam Popper is, actually, she was here.
She's lurking somewhere.
She is lurking, yeah. Once in a while, the miracle of technology isn't so miraculous, especially something as simple as hello.
It's a miracle when it works, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, sometimes it is. You know how we talk about probiotics all the time?
Yes, I'm
been
a big fan.
This conversation for a long time, various products that Ken and I have talked about. There is just something about this that makes so much sense, not only for your innards, but there was a study released not long ago that suggests probiotics are good for your oral health as well. In other words, oftentimes with someone who is experiencing bad breath, halitosis, it isn't because of what's in your mouth. It's because of what's in your stomach.
Yeah, the little nasties in your stomach.
Right. So those nasties in your stomach are creating a circumstance that the whatever the acid or stuff that's in there is now gurgling up, comes all the way up your esophagus, and when you open your mouth, you get, whew, blown away. Ever been around somebody? There's one guy I know, a nice guy. I don't want to get too close to him, though.
I know. I know that we all have those guys, and especially when you work with them and you have to share space or you're, oh, it's just, ugh.
Yeah. Right. It's not good at
it's
all.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
All right. So, but look for, there are three or four of these products that are around that are pretty good. Natron has a good probiotic. Let's see, who else have we had that is recovering?
I use Sustanex every
day. Sustanex is good, yeah. Pam, we were talking, Dr. Pam Popper's with us from the Wellness Forum in Columbus, talking about probiotics and people not knowing or not thinking about how your mouth is influenced, your breath is influenced by what's in your stomach. And I wonder how, what makes, what is it, your acid? Is it the food that you eat? Can you mitigate what's going on?
It's sulfur-containing amino acids that cause bad breath, and those come from the foods that are high in sulfur-containing amino acids are foods like in the plant kingdom, onion and garlic, onions and garlic, and in the animal food kingdom, meat and dairy products. So people who eat a diet that is high in sulfur-containing amino acid foods end up with some bad breath. And then you add to that, a lot of people suffer from what's called dysbiosis, which means that the friendly bacteria has been destroyed through a variety of things. It can be antibiotic treatment, taking birth control pills, constipation. There are a whole lot of ways where we end up with some destruction of that beneficial bacteria. And pathogenic bacteria start to take over the intestinal tract, and that's when we see bad breath, as well as other symptoms, gas, bloating, all kinds of other gastrointestinal symptoms.
Yeah. All right, so probiotics, just a word to the wise, very good for all kinds of things. That's why we kind of underscore
it. Oh, yeah, and, you know, in this day and age, because so many people have suffered from that list I just gave, and, and the list is actually longer, but just that list has affected so many people that a lot of folks need to take them.
Childbirth, according to a study out this weekend, women spend more time in labor than they did 50 years ago. One reason may be that the practice, the doctors, obstetric gynecology men and women have changed how they do things. I don't know, obviously not having gone through this myself, I went through it with my children, but these women all went into birth without complications, and then during the course of things, most of it had to do with weight. Is that that make sense? You'd take longer to deliver if you're heavier?
Women are really increasingly unhealthy. You know, we have my own daughter got pregnant when she weighed 250 pounds at 5 feet 4 inches tall.
Wow.
And so this is a recipe for many disastrous things to happen even before you get into the delivery room, including gestational diabetes and that sort of thing. But when women are healthy and fit, it's amazing how fast they give birth and how healthy and uneventful their pregnancies are. I have people, women who come to my yoga studio, who still come to my yoga studio, who did hot yoga in that hot room, which you saw when you came, at 9:30 in the morning, gave birth at 4:30 in the afternoon,
whoa!
And then we're back at yoga next
there
week.
There it is. That's cool. All right. Pam Popper with us from thewellnessforum.com.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
But I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! Come on! We're freaking! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool and the moon was out. And I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you.
Next step is good day.
Academy of Country Music Award winner last night, Scotty McCreery, new artist of the year. Very cool. We all like Scotty McCreery.
The trouble with girls is they're a mystery.
Trouble with girls is they're a mystery.
Spoken from a 16-year-old kid.
My whole life trying to figure out just what them girls are all about.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble with girls is they're so dang pretty. Everything about
so dang pretty.
Yeah. The cool thing about him is he is age appropriate. You know, he's not thinking about being married.
They smile, they smile, and they bat those eyes. They steal you with hello.
So, who wrote this? Do we know, Jen Jen?
I don't. I don't know who writes this stuff.
It's a pretty good story, actually. Pretty, what's the song called, Peter? Or, do you know, Jennifer?
The Trouble with Girls, I
this
think.
This is The Trouble with Girls.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's cute. The music video is why he's playing softball and he's got a girl in the stands that he likes. It's
really?
A cute little video. Yeah.
Sugar and spice. Sugar and spice and everything nice. All right, 25 after the hour, a little musical tidbit for your emotional needs this morning. We're thinking about women, thinking about men, as we always are. And we're thinking about a lot of things that people are every once in a while sort of caught adrift in. A cat rubs against people not only to be affectionate, but to mark its territory with scent glands around its face. The tail area and paws also carry the cat's scent. Did you know that, Roberta?
No, I didn't.
Do that with your tarantula or your snake.
I did know the back end of my cat carries scent glands, yes.
You knew that.
I generally don't smell the back end of my cat.
No.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not?
I generally don't do that.
Really?
No.
Under what circumstances might you do it?
I don't think I would do it at all under
any circumstances. Your cat doesn't get in bed with you?
Absolutely not. I don't believe in pets in the bed. That's the same thing.
What?
Pets in your bed? That is like so gross. Throw up.
You are so weird, really?
No. Like, pets lick their bottoms and then lick you? And no, animals belong outside, not inside.
Really, Roberta?
Yes.
That is a sensitive Roberta.
I know.
Loving Roberta Fasanelli.
Or in a cage, like my
parents. I have a house cat. She's cute.
Well, I have a cat I let in the house, too, but I don't let her sleep with me. Absolutely not.
No,
she sleeps
sir.
In her own bed. Thank this you very much.
This sounds like a, from on high. If God had a wife, it'd be Roberta.
Why? Even he wouldn't be able to do it.
Or is it he or she? That's the thing. Becomes so difficult.
No. God's a man. God's definitely a man. If God was a woman, things would not be as screwed up as they are.
All right. We'll put that down.
That is absolutely.
Commentary from Roberta Fasanelli. All right. Time for our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Here's the question. Over the weekend, a new list came out of overexposed celebrities. Who is on the top of that list? 800-510-8255. The list of overexposed celebrities. I'm sure this lady's giving that much of a hint. It's a lady. Not happy about being there, but
no.
I think it's extraordinarily
one,
appropriate. Oh, you think it is? Yeah, I think it is, too.
Yeah.
Obnoxious, no talent, nothing except notice. And she's upset about being there. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival?
Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doug Stephan Good Day Monday program. April Fool's Day was kind of a bust this year.
It was Sunday. It's just not fun on Sunday.
No big deal. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Richie is gone. Peter Tran is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and he's also working to take your calls at 800-510-8255 as we're focused just for a bit on the most overexposed celebrity. Who do you think it is? 800-510-8255. Normally our 2020 News Quiz questions, I ask the question sometime around 20 after and look for the answer sometime before 20 before the hour. Pretty clever of me to have figured that out, right? Wow.
You're a mathematician.
Thank you. So who is this most overexposed celebrity? And do you agree with the finding of this
well,
group?
She was overexposed at one point for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-510. That's right. That's how she became famous.
Exactly.
She 800-510-8255 for Swell Prize. Who's the most overexposed celebrity? Not only in your opinion, but in fact. This study suggests there are all kinds of ways of you having figured that out. You could figure it out. Another thing that is getting a lot of attention, and I'm not quite sure how to describe this attention, my feelings about the continuing struggle to figure out the Trayvon Martin situation. No bruises, no signs of a struggle on his body, according to the mortician, despite his killer claiming that he struggled with this teenager. The fellow that runs the funeral home said that Martin was buried with a gunshot wound to his chest and nothing else. Oh. And then, you know what? This is how crazy people are. Somebody said, how do you see bruises on a black person?
What?
Oh.
Who said that? Who said that?
No, I'm not kidding. I heard somebody on a talk show yesterday. How do you find a bruise on a black person? I don't have an answer to that question.
Welcome to Ignorama.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember, so actually, this is Ignorama.
That might be a very valid question, especially...
He's not that dark, though.
No, if the person is very, very dark, you know, it's like some of the African blacks are extremely dark. But that would be a valid question. How would you see a bruise?
I don't have an answer.
But I wouldn't know what the answer is.
Do we sound ignorant? I mean, Jennifer suggested we were kind of ignorant.
I know. I stepped away from the away from the train. Keep me out of this one because someone's going to send me a letter. Jennifer said that.
Okay, so here's a letter. Listen to this. This is an email from a lady named Deborah Lucius. All right? Be prepared.
Okay.
Dear Doug, I heard your comments about children on ADD medication and your roundabout insinuation that teachers are to blame for this problem because we don't know how to teach bored children. Really? With comments like that, perhaps you ought to stick to farming. You even said that teachers need to teach all children, not just the bright ones. What world do you live in? I don't know of any teacher who has ever gotten to choose their students. Mm-hmm. Teachers accept the students who are given, and 99.9% of us rise to the challenge. Are there teachers who should have chosen a different profession? Absolutely. However, the entire occupation is being vilified because of these few. I challenge you to show me an occupation that doesn't have inept members. Are these occupations being vilified? With the possible exception of politicians, teachers top the list. Now, for what bothered me most about your comments. The only thing you put on parents was to make sure the children had a good breakfast. While I agree that a good breakfast is important, it's not the most important thing. As you said, most schools now offer breakfast. Where are the parents when it comes to homework or making sure their children get enough rest? I have parents tell me they don't know what to do anymore because all their children do is play video games. You can't control what your child does because the children are asleep. I'm sorry, the parents are asleep. The children could be awake. The excuses are endless. Yet when the child can't stay awake in class, it's the teacher's fault. Or when the students can't pass a standardized test, it's the teacher's fault. Many parents don't have respect for teachers anymore because we're constantly being run over by people like you. You are perpetuating it, which makes you part of the problem, not the solution. I could go on, but I won't. I think you owe teachers an apology, although based on a few times I've listened to you, I doubt you'd ever admit you were wrong. Wow. This lady doesn't like me much.
You're in trouble.
Okay. No, I'm not, because I'm going to answer her point by point.
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly what you were getting.
Well, it isn't, and it shows that somebody who doesn't listen. Now, this is not fault or blame or whatever. Everybody's busy. They may spend 10, 12, 14 minutes listening to this program at a time, and in that time you don't pick up the essence or the gist sometimes of even a single conversation, never mind whether the person that's delivering the information is clued or clueless, one way or the other. Everybody has a different color upon which they look at the screen, and so the issues are tainted by one's professional background sometimes, by your experience, whatever. I would say to you, Deborah, first of all, I was a teacher. I taught in the middle school for 4 years, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th graders. I taught English and speech, and I do have a clue. I have great sympathy for teachers who do the job. I do not have much sympathy for unions who represent teachers, as in Los Angeles, where the teachers union couldn't make up its mind about whether or not to support, and in fact, at the end, they did support this person who was accused of all kinds of heinous things at an elementary school. Wasn't it, Jennifer, or was it a middle school? It was middle school.
No, it's elementary.
Right? Elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And we all heard the story. We all read the accounts. We all saw it sensationalized in the news media, which is what always happens. My problem with you, Deborah, is that you don't know all of the facts. Therefore, you jump to conclusions, as so many other people do, because we live in the age of criticism. Some people call this the age of what used to be the industrial era, and now this is the intelligence era, right? With all the new gadgetry. Isn't that what it's called? What do they call the...
Yes.
Whatever it is.
I think it's the intelligence one.
Whatever it is.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, thank you. In the meantime...
I'll research.
I said, this is the basic background to the story so that people can get the gist of what I was talking about. And I am frequently a disseminator of information, commentary, and opinion when it comes to children in school. I believe, this is my belief, and I feel it is backed up by facts. However, even if it isn't, how many of you have beliefs based on your gut feeling and not necessarily on the facts. But I believe that if truth were outed, the opinion I have is based on facts. Children who have ADD, ADHD, who are generally distracted in class, are distracted because of things that happen at home. I said the exact opposite of what this woman thought I said. So I will say it again. The biggest problem is at home with parents who are living a life that does not focus on their children. If you have children, that ought to be your focus. Otherwise, why are you bringing them into the world? And if you can't monitor whether it's the things they're doing in their room, computers, games, whatever, then you are a horrible parent. Terrible. I don't suggest your children be taken away from you, but I think you ought to examine why you want to have children. I've heard this so many times from men. Oh, my wife got pregnant. Oh, aren't you excited? No, she wanted to be pregnant. Huh? What kind of a home is that to bring a child into? So the first thing is that ADD, ADHD is caused by, in many, if not most instances, children being sent out of the home, having had improper breakfasts, loaded with sugar. They're bouncing off the walls. They're bouncing around the school bus if they take one. They're just wired. And that's this new generation of cereals, all loaded with carbohydrates, sugars, that kind of stuff, which send the kids off into the ozone. So that is what I said. And so you suggest that what I said, what you heard was that it's the teacher's problem because they only want to, they can't teach bored geniuses. I didn't say that. Those words never came out of my mouth, or even anything close to it. What you heard may be a rattle around of other people that are criticizing you or others in your profession for not recognizing and dealing with the individual. And I understand that there's a lot of paperwork involved now. Teaching isn't what it was. Nothing is, because there's too much government involvement. I loved teaching when I taught, both on the secondary level and at college. Loved it, loved it. Loved it. My daughter is a distinguished teacher, now has been for the past 9 years in high school. She's going to teach in college starting in the fall. I'm very proud of what she does, how she handles her children. We talk about these issues all the time. Her mother was a teacher. My son would like to be a teacher. I think that there are all of us in one way or another have teaching in us, and we ought to try it in some way, shape, or form. I think it's part of training, frankly, to learn how to deal with things, issues you'll come up with as a parent. I also took exception to what the selection process is. When I was teaching school, in fact, I did have a say on who I taught. We were given an opportunity to choose. We had five different divisions of youngsters, and they had different levels. And from year to year, we could express a choice about one or two of the groups or children that we wanted to have in the groups. Teachers are vilified today, Deborah, because some of you say it's most of you doing your job. I don't dispute that. But the ones who are bad are really bad. And perhaps you ought to look at or listen to or somehow or other focus on what the unions are doing to protect people who have tenure, who have no business. I have no doubt that you're a good teacher. None whatsoever. And I have a lot of people that I know. Jennifer's mother, been teaching a long time. Very good teacher. Even though she may be burned out on part of it.
You know what? She's not burned out with the kids, though.
No.
She's burned out when she comes home. She's like, oh, it's getting harder to teach them because they don't have a good foundation at home. And
no.
And it's, I don't know, I'm not trying to sound so old school, but, you know, for a long time, you had a mother or somebody was home with the kid. And now, because of the economy and just the way things are and our wants and needs, both parents, if there are both parents in the home, tend to be working.
All right,
so
now,
kids are left alone a lot of the time.
Let's go to one step further, Jennifer.
Okay.
Why do we have, in the state of California, cities like Los Angeles, half of those who are 16 dropping out of school?
Oh, yeah. It's half. 51% now, I think.
51%. In many of the Detroit, 60% drop out of high school at the age of 16. That's not because they are bad. New York doesn't have this problem, interestingly enough. And I think it may speak to a number of different issues. In New York, the level of success is like 74-75%, which still is atrocious when you get to the Fed. What are those other 25%?
People in New York, though? I mean, think about it. This is an economic issue, I think, more than anything else. People that live in New York City, though, I mean, they're not, even if you'd have to have enough money to live in New York City. You have to.
Yeah.
In L.A., my mom loses a lot of her kids. She teaches at North Hollywood High School. It's not a bad area. But many of her kids are pushed to leave school to go into the family business.
Yeah, that makes
sense. They're pushed to work because they feel like they have to because they're such large families. They have to.
That's another argument. Why would you have? I was talking to somebody who came from a family of 10 children. She said, you know what? All these people, and it happens with various religions. We've got to repopulate Jewish faith, Mormonism, Catholics. The people in whatever religion is being practiced in India, mostly Buddhism, more and more people being born, 8, 10, 12 people in a family. The kids don't have any attention. The kids end up raising the other kids. You don't get attention from your parents at all. And so in this circumstance, we have a whole societal thing here. And Deborah, God love you. I think that my only, when I saw this, I thought to myself, I'm going to send her an email. And then I decided, no, I think I'll just talk about it on the air. We're not suggesting that every teacher is to blame. There are teachers who ought not to be teaching. They are protected by an outdated union system that doesn't work. But if there are half the students dropping out, there's got to be there's something wrong here, and it isn't all just the administrators and teachers. My daughter's quitting teaching where she is because she's sick of the administration, not because she wants to leave the school. She loves the school. She'd stay there for a long time.
Can't pick her books that she teaches anymore. You can't. Yeah. I mean, we're teaching to a system
that
is not
federal government, federal mandates. The government tells you to do this. The government tells you to do that. The government. Screw the government. It's time we started taking some of these matters into our hand, and that includes parents who are responsible for their children when they're playing video games all the time. They are your children. They aren't the school's children. They're not my children. They're your children. So what are you doing to take care of those people that you brought into this world? You did it voluntarily. Nobody held a gun to your head and said, you got to have children. So what are you doing? And people say, oh, well, you don't understand. What I understand is that it's a lot of work. Roberta will tell you, and I will tell you, and anybody else who's been a parent will tell you, it's a lot of work, a lot of responsibility. It's an important job. It is maybe the most important thing that you do with your life. I would definitely say that about Megan and Brendan. And when my legacy gets written, whenever it is, the most important job, and I hope that I will have registered a plus rather than a minus, the most important job we have as adults, if we bring children into the room, is tending to those children. If you're not tending to your children's needs, if you don't know what they're all about, if you don't know who they are, where they are, with whom they are, you suck as a parent. Is that pretty much as direct? That's pretty angry sounding, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty direct, yeah. A little angry.
Yeah, it is kind of angry. But it just so bothers me. I apologize. Well, no, I don't, because that's really how I feel. It really is. You see these parents and these kids. You know who's a really good parent? Richie. Every time I see him
with
his kids,
involved.
He is
yes.
really
well,
good.
That's where he's going right now.
Yeah, to take his son to a special camp.
Exactly.
But his daughter, I mean, it isn't just Dewey. That's guy. He spends time. When he and I had dinner with Josefina the other night in the restaurant, he just, you know, he ministers.
Juliana.
Oh, my God. What did
you
I
never
say?
Get that poor kid's
what,
name right.
What did I say?
Josefina.
Yeah, right. It's just, it is so important. And, Maggie, that's what I'm underscoring here. Moms and dads, my heavens. Don't make excuses. It isn't about you. It can't be. If you bring children into the world, it has to be about them and not about you. And I don't know how else is that. This woman obviously got me on a tube, so I appreciate everybody's input. It's 10 before the hour.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
By the way, the most overexposed celebrity I kind of drifted off of that is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
No wonder things are so screwed up today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Remember this? I remember the movie, obviously.
I don't
Romancing.
Remember
I don't remember it at all. Mm-hmm. Eddie Grant with the theme from Romancing the Stone from the movie of the same name. It was number one movie during this week in 1984. Chuck, do you remember?
It was a big hit. Yeah, it probably played in the end credits. You know, a lot of movies in the 80s used you know, songs to promote the movie, and they get airplay on radio, which helped promote the movie, like a movie like Top Gun had a lot of songs. But that song specifically most likely played in the end credits.
Yeah, all right.
I could be wrong.
Maybe I don't remember,
By the way, ask me what I did this weekend.
What'd you do this weekend, Chucker?
I'm glad you asked, Doug.
Yes.
I sponsored and organized two revival showings at my local community theater, the Pocono Community Theater in East Stroudsburg. On Saturday night, we showed the 1980 David Lynch film, The Elephant Man, the story of John Merrick, starring John Hurt and Anthony Hopkins. I got about 25 people, but it was an excellent show. And then last night, which was a lot of fun, I got almost 100 people to attend a revival of the Ten Commandments.
Really? Wow.
Which was really
so
great.
Easter-y of you.
Psalm Sunday.
And I will say this. That I don't think any actor, when you watch Charlton Heston in that film in the theater on the big screen, I don't think any actor has ever matched Charlton Heston's presence and voice. The guy was just truly incredible.
Yeah, he was very big. The big presence of Charlton Heston on the screen, you're right about that. Yep. I think John Wayne maybe
It's only
anybody around now who can do that? Anthony Hopkins, maybe, if it's the right role.
We're gonna see, because Steven Spielberg has agreed to do a big epic Moses film for Warner Brothers.
Really?
So there will, and they'll probably be cast in the next year. So we're gonna see if there's. And the only thing in my mind's eye, I was thinking, maybe if he was 10 years younger, Liam Neeson would be a pretty decent choice for Moses. But I think you have to cast in that. Charlton Heston, believe it or not, was 33. Years old, and what I told the crowd, and I didn't realize this, Cecil B. DeMille, who primarily did a lot of silent films, his career started in the 1920s, he was 75 years old when he directed The Ten Commandments. It was his last film.
Really?
He was born in 1883.
Wow. You're full of all kinds of information today, Chucker. Good for you. And you'll give us the rundown of the top movies of the weekend in a moment. The movie music was Eddie Grant on Romancing the Stone. We all remember that movie. Chucker's got the number one movie and the number, actually all of the top movies to review with us in just a matter of moments. Here's our quickie. Take two on that one, Doug. Take two. Here's our quickie movie quiz. I'm going to give you a list of clues. You'll win the prize if you name the movie from this list of clues. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Ready. Lou Diamond Phillips. Abusive Brother. A Girl Named Donna. Delphi Records.
So easy.
800-510-8255. You got 60 seconds to call us and claim your prize. If you're right, we put you on the air. You haven't won before in Movie Moments. Here again are the clues. Win the prize by identifying the movie associated with Lou Diamond Phillips, Abusive Brother, A Girl Named Donna, and Delphi Records. What's the answer? Give us a call at 800-510-8255. Chucker has the results of the box office in 30 seconds on Good Day.
Grandpa!
Hey, there are you.
One appearance, and I'll unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. Your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Oh, okay. 2 and 2 is still 4. Chucker, what did well at the box office this weekend?
Once again, Doug, The Hunger Games, number one, $63 million in ticket sales, $253 million in 10 days of release. That is a substantial hit for the studio Lionsgate. Number two was The Wrath of the Titans 3D. Film got awful reviews, but still managed to pull in a solid, if not stupendous, $34.6 million in business. Mirror, Mirror, which is a retelling of the Snow White story, starring Julia Roberts, a fairly weak $19.3 million, considering the budget on this film was almost $85 million. 21 Jump Street is a solid hit, $92 million in 3 weeks, $14.8 million over the weekend to place fourth, and the Lorax place.
All right. Daniel, what's the name of that movie?
That movie is La Bamba.
No, sir, it is not. It's Fear of Flying.